जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Verse Number 1, delivered on 9th of July 2016 in Vancouver, Canada.
Gopi Jana Bala Bha Yuvala Dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। Today we'll discuss text 1,
Children be killed in the
mother is very kind and encouraged by the government in many countries. Like in India, for example, the doctors who work for the government, they have a quota on the abortions to recommend. And if they don't recommend abortions, you don't get promotion. We have some devotee doctors in some states. They quit their jobs because they were under pressure to prescribe so many abortions. So it's very tragic. What is Balan saying in this verse? Balan is first making a point. One who is selfishly intelligent. So one who is sufficiently intelligent must cultivate spiritual life also. In material life, intelligence means having intelligence, having knowledge, how to manipulate and increase your material assets. But in spiritual life, intelligence means understanding how can I free myself from the cycle of birth and death. So Prabhupada is saying, one who is sufficiently intelligent to view the human form from the beginning to practice activities of devotional service. In other words, from a young age, one should be trained in spiritual activity. In material society we see, from a young age, people take material education, just like they have preschool, like Canada also. What age did they start? 2 years? In India they have toddler schools, where they start computers, where they start computer education, maybe they're 2.5. In our own school in Bombay, we start computer education from the age of 5. So, when you realize that something is important, we try and impart that knowledge from a young age. The Prabhupada's instruction is, cultivate spiritual knowledge from a young age. Unfortunately, people don't have this realization. And people don't value the very important. Why is Prahlad saying cultivate spiritual knowledge from young age? Why? Why is he saying that? Because the human form is very rare. Only of us realize it. Even after coming to spiritual life, we don't always realize the human form is very rare, am I right? Even as we come to spiritual life, you get illusion. So Prabhupada is saying, please use this rare human body to cultivate spiritual knowledge from a young age. Prabhupada, on many occasions, instructed educators to introduce spiritual education from a young age. And unfortunately, people didn't take advantage of it. So, Lord Maharaj taught this knowledge to his classmates. The last father could never comprehend from where Prahlad is getting the divine instruction. Prahlad's father was Vishnu's enemy. At heart he was a devotee, but he was cursed to take 3 births as an enemy. But his total focus was on meditation on the Lord. In the nectar of devotion, there are many rules and regulations. But in the end, Rupa Goswami says, The purpose of all these rules and regulations is to come to the point that we always and always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. That should be our goal. So in Ajay and Ajay, when they were going to be cursed, they said, we don't mind the curses. Please put us in a position that we can remember the Lord always. And therefore, they took their birth as demons because they were totally absorbed in thinking of the Lord. So Hiranyakashipu chastised Sandanamarka, who are the two teachers of Prahlad. Who is giving my son this knowledge? It appears to me that the Vaishnavas are coming in this guise, brainwashing my child. And Sandanamarka would say, sir, don't chastise us. We are Brahmanas. We don't know ourselves. Who is giving him this transcendental knowledge? But this knowledge he had obtained when he was in the womb of his mother. So Prahlad, as you also see, was fearless. That's the nature of a devotee. Why? Prabhupada was his name. What was the name of his father? Amazing. Fearless. So Prabhupada was also fearless. He took great risk in establishing this movement. So Prahlad was also fearless. What did Prahlad's father not do? Prahlad underwent the severest punishment any creature could accept. He was thrown from mountain tops. Poisonous snakes around him. Elephants walked over him. Still he did not stop preaching. So that should be our move. So Prahlad is preaching to his classmates and to the medium of his classmates. Prahlad is preaching to us, the conditioned souls. Please cultivate spiritual knowledge from a young age. Now why is this important? The young age is when you formulate ideas. It's at a young age where you see and get influence. Just like recent studies have shown, children when they're young, they get exposed to crime on television. And they see crime on television, and what happens? They follow up and become criminals. So the young age is very, very important. If children from a young age are trained in spiritual life, they grow with a strong spiritual culture. We have seen children who go through the Gurukul system, even if they do not fully, even if they are not full-time devotees, they still grow up with cultural and spiritual values. I've seen so many of them. Of course, sometimes you see a bad example also. But that's to be expected in Kali Yuga, but you also see good examples. The younger age is very, very crucial for formulating viewpoints. What does Prabhupada say in the purport? Prabhupada says in the purport, the whole purpose of the Vedic civilization is to attain the stage of devotional service in the human form. If we all were aware how rare the human form is, our mentality would be very different. Unfortunately, most people do not believe in reincarnation. Most people would like to believe that with the end of the body, everything ends. And therefore, they have a license to engage in any activity they want, even if it is simple. Whereas, if they realize how rare the human birth is, then they would value the human body. When you know that something is rare, don't you value it? If you have an expensive diamond in your possession, you keep it with great caution. So, that is why the Vedas again and again emphasize how rare the human body is. Not only is the human body rare, the human body can end at any time. There's no guarantee how long it is going to live. That's why the Vedas say, don't waste a minute. Don't waste a minute. Forget lifetime. There's a powerful devotee, Narottama Das Thakur, who said, Manushya Janapaya Radha Krishna Yambhadya Jnana Shunya Pisha Kaino. Having obtained this rare human birth and not having worshipped Radha and Krishna, what were they doing? Drinking poison. Prabhupada used to say, people today are so engrossed in drinking poison. You run to them and tell them, please take this nectar. And what do they say? No! Let me drink poison. But still, we have to keep endeavoring. So the Vedic civilization instructs us the human life is very rare and do not waste it. Don't waste. And how do you get that education? You get that education by hearing. Now, Prabhupada goes on to elaborate on this theme that human life is very, very rare. Therefore, this education should be given in schools, colleges, etc. Prabhupada was once lecturing at a famous institute in Boston, and he said, is there any department in the institute that tells you what happens after death? And there was complete silence. So, what is being stated in this verse is simple message, but important message. Human form is very rare, achieved with great difficulty, and it can end at any time. Therefore, realizing the importance of the human form, one should begin to cultivate spiritual life from a young age. Now, what does this mean? This places heavy responsibility on the parents and the educational system. Therefore, Lord Vishnudev said, one should not become a father or a mother till he can take his dependence back to God. Father and mother doesn't mean you produce children just out of lust and give them pure education. If you want to have children, fine. Prabhupada used to have 100 of children. But then ensure that they're also trained up to achieve the goal of life. One should not become a spiritual teacher till he can guide his students back to God. further down in the Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj was offered benediction by the Lord. The Lord said, Prahlad, you and me are having so many difficulties. Ask me for any benediction that you want. Prahlad said, a servant who wants a benediction in exchange for his service is a businessman. And a teacher who accepts a student just to maintain a prestigious position is also motivated. The ideal relationship is that one remains an eternal servant of the Lord. The Prahlad instructions are very, very valuable, and Prahlad was fearless, determined, and always meditating on the welfare of humanity. So Prahlad Maharaj is going to emphasize in this verses the importance of devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj says, let's assume I live for 100 years. Half your life goes away, what? What do you say? Sleeping. The first 20 years goes away in what? Playing. And the last 20 years of your life gets absorbed in what? Worrying about old age. I have this disease today, which one am I going to get tomorrow? And get older. How much time is left? I need 10 years. So Prahlad is emphasizing, do not waste time. Sinaka Pandit said, what did he say about time? Sinaka Pandit was a very learned prime minister. He lived in a simple hut. When the king discovered that he was living in a hut, the king offered to make a palace for him. Sinaka Pandit said, I'm happy living in the hut. But if I accept a palace from you, I'll have to be angry at everything you say. Sinaka Pandit said, a minute lost cannot be made up with the wealth of the entire world. So we should value time. We should not waste a minute in idle activities and take to the process of devotional service seriously. And this knowledge that spiritual life must be cultivated from a young age is obtained by how? How? Associating with saintly people. If you have the right association, you'll get the right guidance. If you don't have the right association, you'll get the wrong guidance. By and large, majority of the people are not aware of this because they don't have proper association. Whereas, we have proper association and then give them the right knowledge. That's why the scriptures recommend. What do they recommend? Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. Now, Mother Sadhu Sangha, that was pretty high. And a fraction of a second association can change your life. So, as devotees who have knowledge, it's our duty to use every, it's our duty to use every opportunity to broadcast this message. That's why Krishna says, of all devotees, who is dear most? One who explains this knowledge. One who explains this knowledge is dear most. And what did Prahlad say? Prahlad said, my dear Lord, I'm not worried about my own liberation. Then what are you worried about? I'm worried about those who are trying to convert a position of distress composition of comfort. So that's our mentality. And as we associate with devotees, study the Bhagavatam, hear the Bhagavatam, we get inspired to follow in the footsteps. We may not be able to fulfill everything that is in the scripture. But as we said last night, and then by hearing, you know what is the standard you have to attain. And then if you endeavor, who helps us? The Lord helps us. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, those who worship me with devotion, I preserve what they have, and I make up what they lack. So we may have a lot of shortcomings. We may endeavor, Krishna will help. So to summarize, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, one is sufficiently intelligent, he should use the human form of life to cultivate spiritual knowledge. So in other words, one who does not cultivate spiritual knowledge, what is he? He's not intelligent. He may have a PhD degree, he may be a Nobel Prize winner, but because he's not cultivating spiritual knowledge, he's not intelligent. So one who cultivates spiritual knowledge is actually intelligent. He realizes that the human life is very rarely achieved. Therefore, I should use this to perform devotional service. And as Prahlad Maharaj said, even if you do a slight amount, you have nothing to lose. Devotional service is so powerful. In the month of Kartik, in our temple in India, there was a lamp, and there was no electricity in that temple. There was a lamp, and the light of the lamp would enable the devotees to have darshan of the deity. There was a small rat, and the rat, the flame was gradually fading away. The rat thought that here is some butter to taste. And the rat actually came to taste the butter, but it accidentally pushed the flame, so the flame became brighter, so people could see the deity in the temple more clearly. And during this small, tiny act, rather than Hekidah. So the point Prahlad Maharaj is saying, devotional service is so powerful, even a tiny bit executed can give you eternal benefit. And Srila Swami said, devotional service is so powerful that even if you run with both your eyes closed, you won't fall. Point is, even if you do a tiny bit of service, you have everything to gain, nothing to lose. So let us meditate on the Lord's instructions. And by constantly hearing, you'll be inspired. Do not waste a minute. And use every minute in service of the Lord. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.